You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Judge said time's up for a giant real estate company in China in a decision being watched closely around the world. I'm David Brancaccio. A judge in Hong Kong today ordered a huge and indebted property development company to pull the plug and sell its assets. Evergrande had reportedly been working round the clock to try to make a deal with its creditors, according to multiple published reports. But this order to liquidate may not be Evergrande's final chapter, the BBC's Katie Silver reports from Singapore.
The question is whether or not a court in Hong Kong can have any jurisdiction over a company that's primarily based in China. The vast majority of its business is done in China. And whilst they have a parent company in Hong Kong, for all intents and purposes, it's very much a mainland Chinese company. The interesting aspect on this, though, is that just today we've also heard about a new deal that's been reached between China's Supreme Court and Hong Kong's Department of Justice. Basically, both sides agreeing to mutually recognize and enforce judgments made in cases in both places. But according to the company, it says, for example, that it's a very separate arm, and therefore they said that the decision was regrettable, but that the company would be able to continue its operations in mainland China.
Analysts will be watching to see if the judge's order telling Evergrande to sell what it owns will have ripple effects through China's economy.
There seemed to be this huge part of, you know, the China's growth story was the property boom. Now, in recent times, it seems like this bubble may well have popped. And when companies like Evergrande and later Country Garden really found themselves in hot water, we saw other companies going bust as well, their suppliers, for example. What this shows today is that perhaps there's really an unwillingness from the side of Beijing to try and intervene to prop these companies up.
Boeing MAX 9 airplanes are back in the air nearly a month after that side panel blew out during an Alaska Airlines flight. No one died. Boeing is facing more scrutiny, and at least one of its major customers is looking elsewhere for new planes. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, David, and United Airlines is that major customer. CEO Scott Kirby signaled the possibility of going elsewhere last week, and now Reuters says that Kirby has met with Airbus, Boeing's European rival, about putting in an order for its single-aisle jet, which competes with the MAX plane. Not only that, but Bloomberg says Airbus has been going around to its customers to see if they can give up any of their reservations for future deliveries to try to make room for an order from United, because getting that order would be a huge coup. United is Boeing's biggest customer, David.
Now, does this imply, Nova, that United is losing confidence in Boeing's safety practices, or maybe something else?
I think it has more to do with how long it's going to take Boeing to get planes delivered, especially MAX 10s. That's the biggest version of the MAX line. Now the FAA has declined Boeing's request to speed up production on the MAX line to try to catch up on its order backlog with all these safety scrutiny that's going around. And airlines were already looking at huge backlogs. Just to illustrate how desperate the situation is, Ryanair says any planes that any MAX 10s other airlines don't take, it will take at the right price, David.
All right, Nova Safo reporting there.
Thank you.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We learned last week the U.S. economy grew quite strongly October through December, with consumers out there spending it up. Meanwhile, separate data from the Federal Reserve show that over the last year, consumers have been doing more of that spending using credit cards. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Back in 2020 and 2021, credit card debt fell below its pre-pandemic level. Kathy Bosjancic, chief economist at Nationwide, says even though credit card debt has been rising ever since,
the recovery you saw in credit card usage, at least through the end of 2022, was really just getting back to that previous trend.
But Bosjancic says at some point last year, credit card debt started moving beyond recovery mode, in large part because the excess savings people built up during the pandemic have largely been drawn down.
And consumers needed to rely more on credit cards to be able to fund their purchases.
Another reason credit card debt has been rising is because of the strong job market. That's because people with jobs feel comfortable spending money on their credit cards, says Lizanne Saunders, chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab, which is a marketplace underwriter.
It's confidence in the labor market, whether it's their own jobs or just in general, the labor market.
That said, credit card delinquency rates have been rising this year, according to the New York Federal Reserve, especially among people with lower incomes and multiple types of debt.
When you add auto debt or student loan debt into the mix, it's just taking a much bigger bite out of whatever income is coming in order to service that debt.
Delinquency rates aren't necessarily a huge problem right now, says Jennifer Lee at BMO Capital Markets. That's because unemployment is still low and wages have continued to rise.
As long as we continue to see that rising steadily, that will be good support for the broader American consumer.
But credit card debt could become a bigger concern if the labor market starts to weaken, says Lizanne Saunders at Charles Schwab.
If you start to see cracks there, I think you could connect the dots probably pretty quickly to, if not some sort of collapse in consumption or retail sales, maybe a little bit more frugality.
And she says people might focus more on paying down their credit card debt instead of piling on more of it. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And it's been 15 years since U.S. law was changed to make it easier for employees to sue for pay discrimination. Today, on the anniversary of the Lilly Ledbetter Act signed by then-President Obama, the Biden administration is changing rules governing federal workers, where an applicant's skills and experience counts and what people have been paid in the past won't. There are also proposed rules to extend this to federal contractors now. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.